What's up, behind skate? What's up, behind space fans? This is Jeffrey and Aaron. And, this is part two of Michael Patrick Harriman guesting on the podcast.
Say hello.
Rock and roll.
And yeah, check it out. It's the second part. So if you haven't heard the first part, then go back and listen to that. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Stay in touch.
Booyah!
Music. It's on Hulu streaming. You can watch it for free. You don't have to be on Hulu Plus or whatever.
Alright.
But it's all about Street Fighter and like the different levels of Street Fighter all the way through from the very first one all the way through the whole series. Like all the Super Series, all the different ones, and like, but it's all about tournament gaming and like some of the best gamers in the world playing games. And it's like, I mean, it goes back to video games, but like, it's just so crazy how much, you know, these people dedicate their lives to the sport, you know. And
well, they found their lane, or they found what they're good at. They don't want to go work in a cubicle.
Well, but it's similar to music in that it's like, can be winning for a short time.
It's hard to monetize,
but you can't like base yourself competitive. They don't have many teams of video game people out there. Like,
that's true.
And this game, I think, or this movie was done a little while ago, so it was kind of before we had like Team America of like, for all the...
Actually, I saw, I think it was on MTV, I saw professional Super Smash Brothers games.
Really?
There's professional
gaming leagues, for sure. I've seen professional...
Yeah.
World Series of
and
gaming.
Even when they're... This movie was going on, there were too, because these guys are professionals. But
how do you think we would have done during in this Super Smash Brothers tournament, like with professionals?
We would have been swamped,
like our asses kicked.
Absolutely,
on our best day.
Yeah,
dude, online.
Well, like we're big fish in small ponds, though. I mean, like for foosball, like I feel like I'm pretty good at foosball, but I play people that just like kick my ass.
Dude, we went to frat houses. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, we just get like whomped. I think I'm a big fish in a small pond. Like, there's people that can play Smash Brothers really good.
I play Call of Duty really well, and I usually come in the top, like, I'm usually in the top five on any game that I play online, which is pretty damn good, like, for when you're playing that type of game.
And yeah, for sure.
Especially for online, because it's all over the friggin' world. And even still, you know, like, in a competition setting, I'd get killed, man. Slay. I'd get murdered.
I know, but I would say we're pretty good gamers. Like, I'm not trying to degrade us as Smash Brothers. Like, we've logged our hours. That was a status symbol for a long time.
And when you win a game at a house party, you're like king of the world for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you can talk trash.
You're gonna chug a beer, smash it on your head, and start talking game to the goodest looking girl in the room.
Yeah.
What system was Smash on?
64.
We got a 64.
What about
GameCube was good.
I think I have that on GameCube.
There was one more.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And
Christina wanted to sell it.
Wait, there was another one.
The Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played that, but we played it with GameCube controllers on the Wii. So we didn't... I played Super Smash Bros. With the movement controls. It's a bitch.
I'm not much for that, anyway.
The point of playing video games is to sit in one place and not do much. Why would you want to move around?
So, I lied, and that was not a good segue, because we're back into video games. But... But movies. What movies have you guys seen lately?
You want to go?
Seen anything? I saw a shitload of movies.
It's half news, half movies, but I got Netflix again. We've talked
nice.
About
nice.
I got
finally.
Yeah, we talked.
No, finally.
Because my TV here is horrible, so I need shit to watch. So I got Netflix and I got sucked right back in, nice. Which is natural. But I saw the movie called The Trip.
What
is
that?
Like a pseudo documentary. I'm not sure how much of it was quote unquote staged or whatever, but it was a documentary. They followed two British comedians, Steve Coogan, who was in Tropic Thunder. He was the director in Tropic Thunder who got blew up by the grenade. Spoiler alert. If it was in the beginning of the movie, so who gives a fuck? But
spoiler.
What did I say?
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Don't
do that.
I'm making fun of
you. We have discussed that on the podcast.
Yeah, that is not cool.
We have discussed
that. It was the beginning of the fucking movie.
Oh yeah, after the fact, spoiler alert. Oh, let me close my ears.
Yeah, don't watch. Whatever. Go watch Tropic Thunder.
You should say spoiler alarm, man, if you say it after, because
I'm talking about this.
It's not an alert if it comes after the fact.
Okay,
an alert comes before something happens. An alarm may happen after. You know,
I don't know. Red alert in Star Trek happens after the fact.
Yeah, when shit happens, they turn on red alert.
Yeah,
if you do alert, you're prepared for more bullshit coming.
So is there more bullshit coming?
No, that's it.
So what the fuck?
We just stepped. That went in a big circle. They go on a drive on the north of England. This is the movie The Trip with two British comedians.
Okay.
They go on the drive of north of England and they do a bunch of like a hotel and a restaurant tour. So they eat all the nice food, all that foo-foo shit. But they're all comedians, so they're joking the whole time. It's really funny, calling their agents, bitching about the other gag, stuff like that. But they're also impressionists. So they do a lot of impressions like to themselves at the dinner table. It's funny as shit. Like
nice.
they're doing like Sean Connery impressions for like 15 minutes. Doing Michael Caine impressions. Who else? What was the other good ones? A lot of Woody Allen's.
Huh. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's
is it streaming?
Yeah, that's where I watched it. But it's British humor, so it's really dry, which I dig. So it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
It's really subtle
with their humor. It's like a little bit more subdued of Monty Python, I guess you can call it.
All right.
I really liked it.
Good shit. And what about you, Mikey? Have you seen anything lately?
No.
You haven't seen any movies?
I saw Minute. No, I have seen movies, but I was in Haiti, so all
right,
I'll tell you.
It's still movies, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
We talk about old
I
movies.
Saw Men in Tights in French twice.
Yeah.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights
How
in
was
French.
That?
It was good. It was good, actually. A lot of the jokes, a lot of the jokes they got, but they got like the slapstick humor jokes they really like, because it's Mel Brooks and he's totally slapstick.
Oh yeah.
But there are jokes that were super American that they just didn't laugh at, and I was the only one laughing.
I could just imagine.
Point. Yeah, like
some of his writing is
it's super.
Or it's like gentlemen, lend me your ears, and the whole crowd starts throwing ears at the guy on stage.
Yeah, that now Haitians laugh at that. Well, maybe not because lend me your ears.
They don't know the saying.
They don't get the joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
The language.
Were they laughing at the sneeze and that chew? The Dave Chappelle
and
his dad.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah,
it was
Isaac Hayes and Dave Chappelle.
You guys just went on a tangent. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Come on.
Okay. Never seen it.
All right. Anyway, there's okay.
You lost me. Is what you're saying.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm sorry. Yeah, if not, yeah. I guess we've known each other for too long. Dude.
You guys just went on.
We just like understand what's going on. There's like a brain connection that happens. Yes, Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah,
we understand each other. I've seen this movie a million times. But now also I've seen I watched West Side Story in Spanish with this Dominican girl one night, and the songs were still in English, so it was pretty cool actually.
Yeah, so like the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, and I never really watched that movie before, but it's really good, and it's kind of dark and it's pretty crazy. But two gangs fighting and stuff, and then a lot of dancing.
So they instead of fighting, they dance.
I'm not much for music.
Well, it's like a dance fight, yeah.
So they're Is there a judge for, like, the dance numbers?
No, you don't have, what's his name, whatever, Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, just like, no.
That was horrible.
That was terrible.
Absolutely terrible.
And then we have Randy Jackson. That's a bit pitchy, dog.
Yeah, nothing like that.
I saw a shitload. I saw Visioneers, which was last week I talked to her, 2 weeks ago, or whenever we had the last podcast, I talked a lot about Zach Galifianakis movies.
Yeah.
And this kind of rounded out. I watched more, and this movie was extremely odd. Like, I highly suggest it if you're somebody who's into black comedies. And if you know what a black comedy is, then you'll enjoy this movie. And if you think a black comedy is a Tyler Perry movie, then you will probably not enjoy this movie.
Oh, but what did you call that comedy?
Oh, well, that depends on your, you know,
IQ level.
Yeah. Whoa.
Man, hey, Aaron.
Are you adding Tyler Perry to the shit list?
Yeah.
No, he was in Star Trek.
Oh, don't give him name school then.
Tyler Perry is a Star Trek?
He was in the movie. Yeah.
The latest one?
Yeah. He was like one of the Starfleet people.
In the, when the shit that blows
he
up?
He was the judge for Kirk.
Oh. He's a big dude.
What, the only black guy in Star Trek? What,
no, there's a lot of black guys in Star Trek.
That's true.
Come on.
Uhura? No, she's a woman.
Yeah. It's not Star Wars. Yeah, Star Wars has how many black people? Two?
Freaking,
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of...
Yeah.
I just said freaking...
Wait, two. No, there's a lot of black stereotypes in Star Wars, if you want to count those. No?
Well, I was just saying that there's only two black dudes in there.
That's true.
What's right? I was thinking, are there any other than two?
Let's see, Billy Dee Williams. Yeah, there's a couple X-Wing pilots that were black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One guy got shot.
You would know, that's why I ask. Other than Visioneers, I saw The Kid Stays in the Picture, which was
Robert Evans.
Have you seen that?
Seen bits and pieces.
Watch it, dude, because it's really good.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
It starts out a little bit slow, but then obviously picks up. Yeah. If you know who Robert Evans is. If you don't, then educate yourself. Go watch. Producer
of The Godfather, big poop.
It says it all in the movie. Go watch the movie. It's worth it. It's Netflix streaming. And then I watched My Date with Drew, which was good. That was suggested from the Film Vault podcast.
Okay.
And that's on Netflix streaming. It's all about... It's like a story about a dude who really wants a date with Drew Barrymore. And all then right. ends up getting a date with her. Never mind.
No, that's fine.
Sorry. Man. Definitely zoned out for a moment.
It's the title of the movie. It's not a spoiler.
It's
going
to happen.
If it didn't, it would be a terrible movie. And then I also watched... I was into a lot of documentaries, and I found a few on Hulu. And the other one that I saw was 24 Hours on Craigslist, which it was pretty interesting. It was like... Whoa. These people go out and they check ads on Craigslist, and they go out to the posters and then, like, film the posters, you know, like the people who posted the ad. And so you see all the different crazy types of people. Like, if you like American wow. Pickers or those shows where they, like, go out and just see crazy different people, and you get to meet all sorts of weird types, like, you'll
have you ever tried
movie.
To sell anything on Craigslist before?
Huh? No, I haven't. But
have you, Aaron?
I've purchased stuff on Craigslist.
I've had like job stuff.
I have. You bought stuff on Craigslist? Yeah. Oh, like, all right.
I bought services.
Services.
Yeah, they were $40 services.
Adult services.
They were probably pretty adult services. Yeah,
You want to leave it at that?
It was a dude in downtown San Diego who worked on my unit.
Or was it a wall with a hole in it?
No, he worked on my PlayStation, got it up and running again.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, for $40. All right. Was a little sketchy because I went out to the neighborhood, and the neighborhood was way more ghetto than I thought it'd be. And the dude walked out, and he had scars on his face and, like, fresh wounds, like,
All right.
He looked like he had been beat up recently, and I was like, oh, man, what's going on here? But
he needed that $40, man.
But he was like, you know, he took my PlayStation. We were at his pad, so, and I watched him walk out the front door with it, you know, like, so. Right.
Yeah. I bought a desk off of Craigslist, but the chick came to me and dropped it off, so it's all good.
I sold my motorhome on Craigslist.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I sold my van on Craigslist.
Yeah, how was it?
My motorhome was just absolutely ridiculous. That was my watch.
Oh, it keeps beeping.
It's getting late.
It's not every hour on the hour.
Yeah.
It's not the fire or
yeah.
No alarm.
No, it just goes off, and I'm just. It's a total Walmart watch, so it's hard to actually like set it correctly. And then I sprayed all this bug spray on it when I was down in Haiti, so everything kind of melted. So this is like super toxic shit. It's good stuff. 100%.
You should put it on Craigslist.
Yeah, I should. No, I sold my van and my motorhome on it. And my motorhome, it took me over 2 months. And I just met with so many different people, and they're totally crazy.
Yeah?
Totally crazy.
All different walks of life, huh?
Oh, man. People wanted me to drive super far. They were, like, living in their motorhome. People were asking me if I would just donate it to them because they're in a hard place. And like,
you would not believe the people that are on this movie. Like, you will enjoy this movie.
And they just drop the hammer. And sometimes I just have to say, like, no, leave. They'll be like, I give you $300 for it now, and I'll give you $100 every month. You're like, no. I don't know you. You're not going to give me $100 every month.
Sketchy.
Super
sketchy.
Yeah, just go for it. Like, yeah, you really had to, like, put your foot down. I can only imagine. All right. But your movie sounds sweet.
Yeah, no, the movie is awesome, man. Like, it's on Hulu streaming.
I'll have to check it out.
Was it like...
I really do suggest
it. Dig into it.
Like, 24 hours on Craigslist.
Yeah, and they just go around and meet all these crazy people.
How creepy did it get? Like, with the fucking... It
gets really creepy.
Like, the aforementioned holes in the wall kind of shit.
They search, or they check into pretty much every section on Craigslist, so you would imagine there's some nutty stuff.
Dude,
because
when I go to look for jobs on that motherfucker, I get spam back for fucking random jobs.
Hardcore.
Like, yeah, like porno shit for, like, I'm trying to get a fucking job at a fucking, I don't know, an office or something like that. I get fucking porn spam back.
Yeah, well, that's because you sent in your email.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? They know what's up.
Yeah, I don't know. It's true. Job to...
That was some dude over in Haiti who was, like, setting up an email account.
I just started getting emails here.
This dude's information.
What?
How? I just started getting emails from some guy in Africa, like, saying, your check is going to be arrived. Please send $15,000 for confirmation. You have, like, the share of some African country kind of shit. I started getting those emails. I've always heard about them, but I've never gotten them.
You never gotten those emails?
No.
I've gotten them a bunch of times.
Those are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And I was showing them to my mom. I was like, hey, look at those emails. Like, don't do that on my computer. I'm going to get a virus.
Macintosh don't get no viruses.
I explained that to her.
Yeah.
But Trevison said last week somebody got a virus.
His brother, but he was watching donkey porn. So.
Or something deep.
Yeah. But I still don't believe it.
Thinking of Donkey Show, remember that? Shouldn't say that.
Not now.
Man, you are super fresh from Haiti. You need to leave the filter on, man. This is America.
On my podcast, I had to censor
that. There's
eating cats. And
yeah, beware if you have a cat.
Yeah.
I know at least 3 ways to get that thing.
And if it's missing, you may find it in the oven.
Yeah. Perfect seasoning.
Tastes like rabbit.
Happy Thanksgiving. Anything good music wise? Have you heard anything?
Yeah,
good
music? I mean, I listen to all the stuff I listen to day to day is pretty much old shit. I listen to a lot of classical in my car because that's the only good radio station in San Diego. I listened to a new album by Childish Gambino. It's the first album I've bought in years. Which was actor from Community, which we'll talk about later. But he has a rap album. It's more like, music-wise, it's more of a Kanye kind of thing. It's more atmospheric. It's like halfway in between hip-hop and Arcade Fire or Silverstein Pickups. Like, you know, hipster.
Yeah, you said you'd show it to me. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, well, after we're done with here or something like that,
we'll
listen
out
to it. But it's fucking good. It's just more heady Like, it's more specific and, like, personal problems with rap, which you don't really get.
And the question I had was, is it serious?
He has a lot of jokes. I laughed out loud, at rap, which I haven't done in a while. I haven't done in a while. But you laugh at his shit. But it's not every single line is a joke. He's serious. Where he talks about his own personal shit or...
Okay.
But he has some like, metaphors about girls and... It's fucking hilarious. Because he's a comedian. But the music is good. And he can sing on his own. He doesn't use auto-tune.
Well, that's always
a plus. Curses a lot.
But, really?
Yeah.
But that's always fun.
Fuck it, whatever.
Whoa. Taking the gloves off over there. Oh, damn, you said, fuck, Aaron. What? Is this like...
It's like three or four.
75 like minutes into the podcast.
But it was used as it's an expletive, not as just in passing or like in a joke.
No, there was one
passage. Really like hit it.
Yeah.
He hit it.
Well, I said it on purpose.
That was like the snare in the microphone.
Yeah, there was a couple of hi-hats. There was hi-hat fucks every once in a while before. No snares.
Yeah.
I was more commenting on the fact that it took you that long to cuss on the podcast.
I cussed earlier.
It usually takes me about 5 minutes we usually talk about.
Yeah, that's true. We were good in the first half. Like, I don't think there was...
No, one. I said God damn it in the first 5 minutes.
I feel like I don't cuss. Not too much.
No, you avoid cussing. Yeah. That's good for you.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of nieces and nephews, too.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
Well, they listen to this show, too.
I know, that's what I was thinking. It's gonna be like, in fact, they could be your next guest, if that's cool.
they're listening to this right now.
Crack open a beer.
I'd be really happy, yeah.
Crack open a beer.
I was just on the news, actually, with my 6 and my 8-year-old nephew. We were...
You're on the news?
Yeah, it was good. We were in this crazy car chase, and
how come you didn't put this in the current section?
Well, because it was like one of those things I was saving for the air.
Except we talked about it earlier today.
Actually, it was actually pretty lame. Well, kind of cool. I was volunteering at the 3-day breast cancer walk. That sounds like I'm totally tooting my own horn. I happened to be there, like, just setting up tents for all the breast cancer walk people. Because I got nothing to do. You know, I just got back from Haiti. I'm trying to just get back into it.
Where was that?
It was in Mission Beach, San Diego, and they were doing this thing, and my niece and my nephew were helping me out, and then we got to be on the news. The news people came, Channel 5, plug in Channel 5, I guess, Channel 5 News, yeah. Yeah, this podcast brought to you by Channel 5 episode.
WWWWB!
We just got on because they were like little kids. Basically, the news likes that.
Nice.
They sell it. That's all. It was good. So we had about 5 seconds of fame.
Right on, yeah, dude. Yeah, you've got 5 seconds out of your 15, though.
I've never been on the news. Have you been on the news?
I was on the news when...
Never been on the news before? I've been on before.
I've been on a music video. Does that count?
We're both on a music video.
I was on another one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Wait, did you see yourself in the Lifehouse video?
No.
I saw the back of my head.
Well, we're shadows, you know, but we're
but
in
my,
there.
But my face
definitely
was,
in there.
My face was on a System of a Down video.
Yeah.
That was pretty...
But I was on a Snapple commercial.
What?
Yeah, for reals.
Did you meet the Snapple lady?
No, I didn't. No, there's a Snapple lady?
There's definitely a Snapple lady.
I don't know the Snapple... Well, no, I was... it was just...
How dare you, sir?
I was in, like, the high school band, and they hired our band to do something, so I was actually on the commercial. It was pretty sweet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Did you get any free Snapple?
Yeah, they fed us, and they gave us tons of free Snapples. They treated us very well. But we were basically volunteers. Like, I think the school was probably getting money for it, but... We were just doing it.
That's so my favorite flavor.
Free? Oh, yeah. I'm a total freegan. Or an opportunivore. Like, you put it in front of me, I'm going to eat it. So I found myself doing lately is just, like, checking the fridge every, 10 minutes. And it's always the same thing. And it's not like I don't know what's in there. I'm just like, oh, string cheese again. Oh.
Better than spaghetti hot dog.
Exactly. That's all I've been eating. I've been eating just basically spaghetti. And I feel like I've really been like attaching to dairy lately. So I think maybe my body's saying you haven't been getting enough dairy.
Nice, get some ice cream, man.
Oh, ice cream is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with ice cream.
Something I don't have down there. Oh, yes.
What?
We were almost going to buy ice cream sandwiches earlier. We stepped away, though. We bought beer instead.
Carl's Jr. has a new Oreo ice cream sandwich. Yeah.
No way.
Hand-scooped ice cream. Well, maybe not hand-scooped. That'd be pretty disgusting.
Hand-scooped ice cream? Why not?
Well, if they scoop it with their hand, they better wash it first.
Of course.
Or if they fucking scoop it with a scooper.
That's why you have an immune system.
How about it says scooper scooped?
Hepatitis C.
Scooper scooped ice cream.
Scooper scooped. And, I like that.
Yeah, and it's in between like two big Oreo cookies.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I know, man. So
wait, Oreo cookies just the cookie or with the cream in the middle?
Well, the cream in the middle is the ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what if they had two full Oreo cookies on both sides?
Well, I think you could do that yourself, really.
Well, it's true, but they should make this. Like, patent, whatever.
You don't just say patent and then it's done.
I'm telling them to patent it.
All right, and then send us some of the stuff that's free because we like the flavor. Yeah,
we'll record a commercial for you sometime. It's cool. Right. But anyways, that'll taste really good.
When's the last time you had a Choco Taco?
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Choco tacos are good.
Yeah.
The only thing that sucks about Choco tacos is most of the time, because a lot of people don't eat them, they sit in there for too long and then they get icy. Mm. Have you had this problem with the Choco taco?
Not yet.
All the time with the Choco taco, it's icy. And then instead of the crunch that you get, it's more of a limp.
The limp is the worst for me because it's like regular tacos where it's limp on different parts. Like, it's crunchy, 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 soft. Yeah. Like, you get that with Taco Bell and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I hate that, too.
Consistency.
You gotta get the fresh Choco Taco. That's the best one.
This is total white people problems we're talking about right now. Like,
fuck it, whatever.
This is tangent cast.
Yeah, tangent cast. Well, alright.
What do you want us to talk about?
No, let's get back into it. I don't like tangents.
I think we're talking about music.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard anything new, Mikey?
Have you made anything new?
Just a lot of the music in Haiti.
What's up with the choir?
But, so I rocked the choir. That's good, I guess. I put together this, I had a 20-person choir that I was able to teach to read music and to sing different parts in the harmony.
And you taught them in their language, right?
I had a translator in the classroom.
Okay.
And she was all right. I mean, she was good because she was my translator, I guess. I could trust in her. She was a good person. But in the classroom, like, I don't know that she explained everything the same way I was explaining it. So I think a lot of things got lost in translation. Because there's a lot of things when you talk about, like, music theory that just don't really have a good translation. Like, I'm talking, like, whole note, half note, quarter note, eighth note. Like, that makes sense in English, but in Creole or in French or something, we're talking about totally different things. Treble clef, bass clef. Like, really? Like, they don't... It's just like...
Yeah,
just things get lost in the translation. So it was a pretty wild experience. But I was able to get the message across to them enough for them to be able to read music. I had 5 weeks doing it, so it was pretty sweet. And they were... they already have an ear for music. Like, they all sing music and can, like, sing harmonies and everything. But that they got the ear, but they don't understand, like, the westernized side, I guess, like, notation, solfege, singing correctly. Like, you could, if you want to learn how to sing here, you just go join a choir or something like that, and, like, they'll teach you how to sing or, like, different harmonies, but they teach you by reading music. Like, you always have the music in front of you with the notation and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just how we learn it, and they learn it differently. So I guess that's my music angle. Is they just, I gave them, took their ear and gave them the brain.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I feel like such an asshole because I'm like,
Yeah, so I listened to the new Stained album.
Yeah, I know. Everything is, like, super foreign to me. Like,
you just go on this whole rant about, like, passion and music.
Here we go, it's going crazy. Yeah, it's hilarious, I'm talking. they just think of it differently. And even, like, the music, they're always, like, kind of competing with each other for space. In the singing and in like their music, a lot of times they're just talking over each other. I like American music and the fact that you grow and you do something with it. You kind of start out small and you get there.
You should plug your YouTube video so that they can, you know, that if anybody's listening and wants to check out like what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, I got Haiti Cast on YouTube.
That's a good video.
Yeah. It's one word, Haiti Cast, and it's pretty sweet.
Spell
it
out, because people are idiots. No offense, fans.
HAITICAST.
Yeah, I think they got the cast part, but
HAITI.
Yeah.
And YouTube is YOUTUBE.com.
Dot, which is also a period.
You want to do that.
It's alright.
No, but music here in America is like really different, and it actually, like, I love how it just builds and you go somewhere, and it's just really a lot more entertaining. One of the things that kind of saves me while I'm out of the country, and especially like by myself, is I didn't speak to anyone who had English as a first language for a while, so I really had to like choose my English and whatnot, and I couldn't use any slang. And one of the things that kind of saved me and always brought me back was listening to like different podcasts that to listen to. It's like gives me my English and then also my music, especially my music, like all the stuff that I would get from just listening to like Cake or Korn or whatever I felt like at the moment, you know, just like
something familiar.
Yeah,
something,
just give it to me. And they would say stuff in such a, like a different poetic way that I'd have to really think about the words and just kind of bring me back. So it's always sweet.
Yeah.
The beats and, you know.
I don't want to, like, take stuff away from your podcast, but there was a part where you were talking about, like, you know, the way... never mind. I don't want to, like, steal away from your podcast, but, like...
spoiler alert!
There was some stuff in your podcast that really, you know, like, talks about some of the stuff that you were just kind of getting into, and it's, inspiring and cool. So go check out your podcast, Haiti Cast. We don't have to cover
rock
it.
I'm already here.
It's on iTunes and Stitcher and Podomatic. It's all over the place. If you're listening to this, chances are you're listening to that too.
Probably.
Yeah, I encourage you to do it. It's definitely a lot more formal. I went on the angle of more of a business type, I guess. Just kind of like what's going on. Like, here I am, this dude. Just going down there to see what it's like and actually try and set up shop and try and make things work. And it's kind of balls out, I'm not going to lie. And I have to add that it is definitely heavily edited. Like, not like totally heavily edited, but it was geared towards a certain audience that was funding me and whatnot. But they also, there are things that I didn't feel like I could say all the time. And it just things that weren't totally important.
It's a bit formal.
It's more on the formal side. But if you want my notes, I drop my address in one of my email address in one of the podcasts. You'll have to find it. I'll definitely send them out to you, and that's a lot more raw. For sure. All right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, when I compared your podcast a little bit to the Vice Guide, which is... That's on Netflix. Have you watched it yet, Aaron? I'm going to continue to ask you.
I'm never going to remember.
You can't shake your head on the podcast either. I don't think people...
I shook it so wildly, people are going to hear it.
Do it again. check out Vice Guys.
I can make my...
Check out Vice Guy. It's good. I suggest it to you too, man. It's really cool take on a documentary making and just seeing different parts of the world and kind of making a change versus sitting on your couch and watching Vice Kid.
have you seen Thumbs Up?
No, what is that?
It's like these two Asian guys that hitchhike across, or they get a ride any way they can without spending any money.
Oh, nice. That sounds like something I like.
Oh, it's really cool. And they're Asian, too, so it's like crazy. Like, Asian, the culture, like, does not do this. And then, especially, like, I don't know if you've ever hitchhiked, but I've never been picked up by an Asian, and that's kind of, like, crazy. It's usually, like, sometimes it's a black guy, white guy, and Mexicans pick me up a lot. And that's pretty easy to get around. Like, the Mexicans just kind of know what's up. Like, you're in distress, I'll give you a ride. Like, it's part of their culture, and they see that it's an opportunity. And, but these Asians go out and they get, like, totally just thumb rides, and they get rides on boats, they ride the rails, and it's just, like, nice, they go out, dude, with, like, nothing. Oh, it's super cool.
Yeah, I'll check that out for
Thumbs
sure.
Up, what is it called? It's on Thumbs Netflix.
So where were the
Netflix. Is it streaming?
Yeah. I don't know if it's streamed. Yeah, it's streamed. Like, yeah. You don't have to get the
instant?
Disc.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's instant.
Nice.
Thumbs up. Oh, it's super sweet.
Right on. I'm like, surprised it totally hasn't popped up on my queue yet or whatever.
So it's cross country? Those guys are going just...
Yeah. And they're kind of like taggers, so they, like, wherever they go, they tag their stuff, and it's, like, pretty sweet. But they ride the rails, and they, like, at one point they get in an airplane, and they, like, are able to, like, get a free ride in a plane.
That's awesome.
It's freaking sweet.
I'll check it out.
Is it like Survivor Man with a camera kind of thing? Like, it's like a tripod?
Yeah, they have a cameraman, and then it's these two guys that go out.
Okay.
And they're musicians on top of that.
Ooh. Nice. So no more.
Yeah, no more.
You already sold me. I want to go watch it. All right?
It's really sweet stuff, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
cool, man. I'll definitely check that out.
I saw Green Lantern.
Yeah, how was it?
It was all right. I didn't pay for it, so
I'd like to see it.
I think it was more special effects based than Green Hornet, which we talked about earlier. It was the Seth Rogen.
I saw Green Hornet too.
It was all right. So I mean, Green Hornet was you know, wasn't bad. It wasn't good.
It was okay.
I liked it, or I liked the comedy in it.
I always give a little bit of room for at least, you know, like when it's a movie about a comic or a graphic novel, I always give it a little bit of leeway. Yeah,
I always give leeway to action movies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can get away from some story shit or some continuity or plot. If it's an action movie, if I'm entertained. But there's a fine line. Like, I'm not going to go see Transformers because there's no plot.
Yeah.
No story. But, you know, I'm going to go watch...
I like Marvel movies.
I'm an Iron Man, Avengers, the Hulk, all that stuff. I'll go watch them,
yeah. I liked... what is the other real big graphic novel I liked? Watchmen. Yeah,
Watchmen was really good.
That was really well done.
Because that was heavy to begin with. And because I read most of the graphic novel after the movie, I think it was pretty much right on with the tone. And with the story. I mean, they cut some stuff out of the movie, obviously, because it's only two and a half hours.
Time limit, yeah.
Yeah. But they got pretty much everything. They didn't cut out plot-wise. It was pretty much the same exact plot. There was, like, little things, but pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. So, let's get into our TV section this week.
All right.
We've got some... regular news, and then we've got some bad news that we'll get into after we talk about some of this stuff. I want to talk about Walking Dead like I always do.
Have you
finally watched some?
It's on Netflix.
Alright.
I watched the first episode.
Nice. What did you think?
I liked it. I like the action. It's nicely paced. There are some dramatic parts that are a bit slow for my taste.
Yeah.
But, like, in the beginning of the first episode, when the two partners were talking in the car, very, very first episode.
Yeah.
That was a bit too drawn out for me. I see what they were doing, but I liked it, just the pacing of it. The acting is good. It's always good, the plot, you know, good story.
It's real nice and dark. To me, it's real epic, at least that first season.
But you were right, what you said a couple weeks ago, like, the music is really...
Music's great, huh?
It sets the mood perfectly.
Yeah, I love how they drop into it every...
It's one of those things where it's there, but it's not, like, there. Thank you, boss. But, yeah, it's just... It's not overriding the thing on the screen.
Yeah, but this week's episode was good. It was. I obviously won't do anything to spoil it for you, but I approve of this week's episode. And there's some interesting stuff going on. To me,
I watched a little bit of the second season, so don't worry about spoiling.
To me, it's still getting a little bit more soap opera like, but I can deal with it. A lot of people complaining that there's not enough zombie kills, and I kind of agree with that. Like,
I think that's a money thing.
It's, well, even whether it be a money thing or whatever, I just think that, you know, people can't ask that much from a show on TV. I mean, it's not a movie, so.
Yeah.
But it's a good show. I like it. Mm.
Yeah.
Keep watching it, and it'll keep updating it. You have some shows to talk about before we get to the subject of
The week. Like before, I've been watching Boardwalk Empire, which is always good. They went to Belfast last week. It's not a spoiler or anything like that, but it's a good show. It's nice family dynamics. Like, it's a nice timepiece. You always like to see shows that go back, that have that set in a time period, and you get that vibe of what they're living through. Like, yeah. Watch Rome or Band of Brothers or whatever. You see that. You get to live in it.
I wouldn't mind checking that show out.
Which one?
The Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, for sure. It's only a season and a half in.
I call them the bottle shows, where you're just part of, like, the ship of the ship in the bottle. Like, you don't really go outside. You follow that small little storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the episodes I like are really, like, internal.
Or Time Capsule, stuff like that.
Time Capsule, definitely.
But yeah, that's the best kind of TV show or movie or music. It takes you somewhere. It's like the ultimate escapist entertainment. Like, you can watch a random sitcom and get escapist television, not think about your bullshit in your life. But you want someone that literally takes you somewhere.
Yeah, like, kind of like the show that it wouldn't be the TV section without mentioning, and the greatest show ever, Breaking Bad. Or
The Wire.
The Wire.
You might have an argument with me, yeah, but...
Well, no, okay. No, it's... For me, at least, it's Wire number one, blank, blank, blank.
I'm just
blank.
Saying these are some of the greatest
shows. Breaking Bad, three, Star Trek. I'll give you that one.
What?
Next Gen is.
What's up with the blanks though?
The Wire. Is
what does that even mean? I'm not giving them numbers, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's one of the best
shows. What I'm saying.
Well, I've never got into it. It's really that good.
Oh yeah.
Oh absolutely. No.
The way that it's filmed, the way that it's written, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh
just,
yeah.
Just I've heard about the premise and it just didn't sell me on the idea.
It's Scarface, you know. I mean, you can't really hate Scarface.
That is true.
It's more or less like. The same thing that a lot of things are. It's a recycled story, but they're doing it in a really well-written way. I definitely... We talk about it on this show
I have heard you talk about this. You said, though, because it hasn't ended, you're kind of, like, hanging on the, like, cliffhanger.
Are you talking about, Breaking Bad or The Wire?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Okay, I thought we were talking about The Wire for a second.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
No, we're there. Get there, man.
Catch up with this.
But you talked about, like, it's at the end of the sixth
fourth season.
And so, but you should wait until the end and then watch them all through, because you're just hanging on it.
Well, yeah, I'm saying
that's the best dramatic day in, day out to enjoy a show.
Really?
Yeah.
To really think about what's going to happen?
If I could sit there and watch through the whole fucking run, which I will again eventually, I think that will be a better run, because you get so much more of the continuity. I'll spend 3 days watching the show, but, it'll be worth it.
It's one of those shows, though, it's serialized, where it's a big overarching story, but you can drop in any episode and be entertained and love it. And just as dramatic, like, waiting what's going to happen next.
Star Wars or Matrix or any of those movies, it's like, they're a little bit better when you watch them right next to each other so that you understand things flowing better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got these huge gaps of time, you either got to go back and refresh yourself or, you know, like, just continue on and try to remember these things. To me, I have a terrible memory. For you, you may be able to retain that stuff a little bit better.
I got to go through two or three times with some stuff. But the best entertainment, you got to watch or listen to or whatever 3 or 4 times to get everything.
Well, yeah, and that's Breaking Bad. I mean, you can catch some new stuff.
It's just layers for layers. You can do that. I've done that with Lost, with The Wire, with Rome.
Lost was pretty good.
Lost is one of those things where I like the ending. Most people didn't like it, but I liked it. I liked what they did, at least. They did something that was ballsy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they got... I think Lost just got in too deep.
Yeah, I lost interest.
Dude, time travel.
That's a great way. That's what the show should be called. You lost your interest.
It's a 2.5 season.
Dude, time travel's always... time travel is always fun.
I thought it was... I enjoyed the whole show. I still feel like... I wish there would be some explanation, but there's no way that they can explain.
I think I should start in the middle of the show and still be able to understand everything and be able to get into it in one or two episodes.
Dude, you can start in season 3 and be fine. No, I'm talking about story. You can start in the third, but like character stuff, we need to start from the beginning.
When it comes down to writing, and you're writing an arc, you need to finish that arc. You can't just write it so that it ends in the middle. You know what I mean?
Or you gotta start from the beginning with the arc. You gotta know exactly your start point and your end point.
It's not an arc if there's a middle point. You know what I'm saying? Like it arcs over the whole season, and it's written both parts. And you know what I mean? Like, and Lost broke a lot of those rules in that, like, they would give you things and then have no idea where they were gonna take it, just got themselves in too deep.
Yeah, or wrote themselves in the corners.
Amen, brother.
And Breaking Bad has had an ending since the day that it started, and they know exactly where they're going, and they've been going there since day one, and that show is just getting more and more intense as we build to that moment. Mm-hmm. And they've kept up with the intensity for 4 seasons. Like, I don't know any other show other than The Wire that really gave me that intensity of you know, like, the drama that show does.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
So, I definitely think that's one of the... I mean, we always talk about that fucking show.
Deep Space Nine, Star Trek.
Amazing. Go for it, man.
Now, they blow it up. They do so good. They have a great A arc, and then the B arcs are just, like, solid on top of it. Plus, I always feel Star Trek is that ship in a bottle where you can just join in.
Yeah.
At any point. Yeah, you can be like, dude, start on season 4. Sweet. Yeah, or something really? Like that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you can just drop right in?
Oh, just drop the hammer. It's freaking sweet, yeah. And also, Star Trek is like this... you just pick a season. Or pick a series, pretty much. Next Generation, of course. But you kind of... A lot of people, like, I feel like I'm getting past my time. And the Next Generation is just kind of like bad... graphics now.
That's Eric,
you know?
Pissing on the podcast.
Eric, close the door, son of a bitch.
Fucking asshole.
I know.
He just goes right into the bathroom and just pisses with
I'm
the
totally
door
trying open. To talk about Star Trek and you're pissing all over
you're
it.
Pissing. Literally
all over
pissing
it.
On the Star all Trek right. segment.
That is terrible. I've been wanting to talk about my damn Star Trek. In fact, on my like behind Space Cast like little papers that Jeff drew up for us or like printed out, we could write our notes on all this stuff. I wrote in the movies section and video games, music, TV, and movies section just Star Trek. That's all I want to talk about.
What else you got written there that's up under the guest notes?
Oh, guest notes. I was supposed to smack Eric.
You were supposed to smack Eric.
Oh, I got him.
Oh, he got him. You got him.
Okay, sit down.
You hit the headphones, not the face. Not the moneymaker, not the moneymaker.
Man. So, what about Star Trek? Like,
all right, if I have to say one thing about Star Trek, it's that it really has a great future idea. Like, after the aliens come, let's say 2012, right? I'm sure you're like a futuristic type person. You enjoy thinking about the future.
I think it...
Right?
I don't know about that particular future.
Okay,
you like to think about what is there to come.
Yes,
you
yes.
Know?
No, let's get nerdy for a second. It was 2026 when Star Trek aliens came.
All right, but
first contact.
Okay, hey, I like that. That's a big nerd alert.
What year?
For sure,
2026.
Yeah.
It was with Zephyrin Cochran. Met the first Vulcans.
Best podcast has taken a turn.
Yeah. let's get nerdy. I'm totally down. Like the 2012 when like the world changes over or something new is about to happen. The first contact happens and we meet aliens from another race and then we grow from being just like humans with borders and we're Americans, but we become the human race because the humans are not just, we're not the only people in the whole universe anymore. There's other species out there. So we have to band together and grow as a species instead of thinking about like, money and think about, you know, we'll end world hunger, we'll grow together and like share our cultures and a whole different idea than actually was there before. So basically it's just got that this great cool, idea of like unity that comes together. I know
there's no monetary nothing. It's
they don't have money at all in the future. They're totally satisfied in growing in the human race and making humans more dominant and like just kind of like, I guess dominant's a pretty strong word, but growing as like, I don't know, together. It's more important that we are part of this civilization, like add our thread to the universe than it is than personal glory.
It was a symbiotic civilization where everybody sounds kind of commie and shit.
It's
but
super commie. It's absolutely commie all of a sudden.
No, Gene Roddenberry was a super... Yeah. I guess he was. But it was like really symbiotic where they didn't show it. I mean, maybe they did, but it was like all for the good of... Because they had a grander scale. They were thinking about the universe. So they had their perspective on their position in the universe. So like, oh, our Earth, you know, it's kind of... Or my monetary needs. It's not that important compared to... What the fuck else?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I just like the future aspect of it. I think more than anything, now the world, of course, that it's set in is super sweet. But how technology grows and whatnot. But the,
I love alien shit. And I love alien movies and stuff like that. So, like, I would imagine that I would actually like the show, but I just have never delved into it before. It's got a certain
well, the next generation, yeah, it's got a nerd aspect to it for sure.
It's just got a name for itself, you know what I mean?
They have the techno battle.
I watched it when I was
really
young.
There's a whole new,
reroute.
Like they go into specifics of the space conduit converter, blah, blah, blah.
Reroute power like, from the starboard nacelle.
Yeah, so you're like... It's one of those things, it's like a Dennis Miller stand-up, you gotta pay attention to what they're saying.
Well, not really, I think the next generation is good, but the second season was during the writer's strike, if you remember, like, the big writer's strike. And so it kind of, like, fell off and wasn't that good. It doesn't get good till later on. But you can start later on, and it really develops as a show as well. Huh. So, like, that is good, and I would say, I mean, I just soak it up. But I do something else while I watch it. Like, I like to... cross-stitch. It's really, really lame. But I like to cross-stitch, and I can do
a lot of things
like
coming out here on the podcast. Media.
I know. Yeah.
But it really kind of, like, has me... It's, like, time for myself where I can do macrame and, like, make things out of hemp. You might remember that. But I like to do things that give me time to myself, I guess. Music does that a lot when I play guitar or play piano. It's, like, really time for me to think and to rediscover things about myself that I didn't really remember, or things that just brings it up. Music uses a whole different aspect of the brain. I think all creativity does that. But like, you would just be able to cross-stitch and watch Star Trek. Just like rail through whole seasons. And there's like something like 750 hours of Star Trek. So if you like Star Trek, like, you could just like... just jump into the world and really, really enjoy it.
That's movies, TV, that's everything.
Yeah, no, that's just TV.
It must be successful television. Then.
Because really, really,
I think the movies on themselves are pretty good. I mean, even the
movies are really good.
I mean, there's only been I've never seen a Star Trek movie that I didn't like.
If you were to pick one Star Trek movie to start out on,
Wrath of Khan.
Really? Really?
Yeah, best Man. One. Best one ever.
I've like heard Wrath that of Khan. Before. I've heard. I like Wrath of Khan, but I think maybe Undiscovered Country. That's the one good. Where they go to the ice planet and they're
yeah the prison. The Klingon yeah. prison.
Yeah,
and they have the.
But
the,
that's the old cast.
That's the old cast, and they have the zero G when they're killing the Klingons. Yeah. They have like floating pink blood. Yeah.
What?
And then. And then, or...
First Contact.
First Contact.
That's Borg.
Because that's Borg, and that introduces you, and it's got the Next Generation cast, and it really has a lot going
and
on.
And it's aforementioned Cochrane, where they go yeah. back in time, where it's, time, like I said before, time travel is always fun.
If I had to pick a season to jump in on, it would be Next Generation Season 4, or Deep Space Nine Season 4.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I like
you and you can just sit down. Deep Space Nine Season 4 actually starts out with a really good two-part episode. So, I mean, if you're going to jump in...
Have you watched
the documentary? We've gone deep, guys.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
we've gone deep, and I got to put a halt to it.
What's wrong?
Because this is not a Star Trek podcast.
All right, no.
We've gone deep, all right?
No,
I let it go for a little too long. But I know
we'll talk about it forever. You have to stop me.
I don't care.
There's other TV we got to talk
about.
Yeah,
yeah. Keep going.
Aaron, I know that there are some shows that you wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah. I watched Sleeper Cell, which is kind of an old show. It's like 06, 07. It was on Showtime. I watched it on Netflix. It's all on there. I talked about Homeland a couple weeks ago.
Does it have an end?
Yes, it does.
All right. The end. I always want to know that before I start.
I can't rail on the end because that's super spoilery.
Don't tell me what the
end is. No, that's what I'm saying, but I can't rail on it. But the ending was kind of polarized, open-ended. But anyways, it's a show about sleeper cells in America, terrorists, you know, Al-Qaeda kind of shit. We talked about Homeland a couple weeks ago or haven't watched another show like that.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's set in L.A. It's like a bunch of young terrorists. There's like white guy. There's a black guy. There's a Serbian guy. It's pretty interesting. It's more of a... The only political stuff it does, it's really more of a Muslim political stuff. Where it's like,
what kind of show is it, though? Is
it's like
an
action? Drama, action, thriller.
Okay.
It's more heady. It's like 24, but a little bit more heady than 24.
Okay.
And there's cursing, and there's nudity, and there's violence.
Oh, nice. Nudity? Dude. Is it tits or dicks, dude?
Tits.
Come on.
No,
all right!
Yeah, you gotta ask.
Finally,
that.
Finally, man.
Yeah.
But there are...
Especially this day and age.
Second East season, there is some dongs. Just to tell you. But the first season, which I just watched, I haven't watched the second season in years. First season, boobs.
All right. Well...
Sold.
I don't know. I'm sold on maybe the... Just the boobs part.
Wait, HBO though.
What other
Showtime.
Showtime
is always digs. You gotta watch out.
I already talked about that. I've been watching. What else? Sons of Anarchy's on.
It's back on.
Yeah, it's in the fourth.
Oh wait, no,
season.
We've been talking about it. Right?
Yeah, off and on. It's. What time is it right now? 11:30. It's just got off the air. Like,
you always say
ago.
That. Yeah. Okay. So we have talked about this.
Yeah. So I gotta go watch it on wherever I watch it later tonight or tomorrow.
Nice.
I don't have DVR anymore, so sorry, America, but I steal TV shows.
Now you gotta praise the people that hack it for you. You always praise the people that hack it for you.
Well, I praise hackers all the time. Just don't hack me. You know, fight the good fight. All right, you want to go? Let's just go.
Community. It's on the...
Aaron, you look evil when you said that.
Yeah, we talked about it we talk about Community a lot.
It's a good one.
We like that show. And unfortunately, it will not be returning.
Dude, it's not canceled yet.
It's not canceled.
It's postponed.
Yeah.
Which is not a good sign. But it is the best TV show on right now. Or the best comedy on right now. I'll give it that much.
The way that they put it, Fox said that it was benched.
Fox?
Is it? Or
NBC.
Whatever. NBC.
That's what I'm saying. It's not canceled, but it's not. They still have the episodes to play. But it's not a good sign. But it's a sad thing because NBC has crap on and they're, I don't know. It's
NBC's kind of, already dropped the ball with Heroes with Us. And
wait, that was, they gave it enough seasons.
Well, I don't know.
They gave it like four or five.
It was NBC's fault that they, you know, were kind of pressured to do some of the things they did on the show.
Fair enough.
So I blame NBC.
They're going to make conventions for Heroes?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be Heroes probably conventions? Not.
I don't think Heroes will come back, but who knows?
No, the conventions, story. like you know how they have, like, a Star Trek convention? Yeah. Or Firefly.
I know what you're talking
about. Firefly
I know
what a convention
is, no, they have, like, Firefly, yeah, Angel, Buffy.
Firefly, yeah. All that. All
I know what a convention is, assholes.
I don't know about the people, your listeners in Arizona.
I live in San Diego. I'm familiar with Comic-Con. All right,
I know Comic Con comes through here.
So that's a.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I think we're going this year.
What? Is it sold out already?
You can still get tickets.
Cool.
I'm trying to meet Olivia Munn.
Hey. Don't kill the dream.
No,
man.
No, I'm not trying.
Actually, I met her the last time I went. Or nice. Didn't meet her, but. You know.
You brushed by her?
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, that's good enough.
That sounded really creepy. Yeah.
John McCain.
I smelled her hair before. Yeah. Well, yeah, we walked right by John McCain. It was pretty cool.
I shook hands with Tom Arnold. I got a spit on my hand.
Did you? Here's the pressing question that we like to close shows.
I got right? I got yelled at by Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Have you ever been shit on by a star ever? Or has, like, a star ever fucked you over?
Oh, wait. Tell the Tom Arnold. Tell the Tom Arnold story.
We want names, yeah.
It's Turner better be true, too. Wait. Ike Turner cut us off?
Ike Turner sped past us and cut us off on the 5.
On the 5. On the freeway.
I talked about this before. His license plate says Ike Turner like a douchebag. Trying to think who else.
What is the other
Tom
story?
Tom Arnold
is
really
are...
cool. Wait, Tom
no,
Arnold
no, take,
really
tell
cool
the Paco
movie.
Story with
I'll
Tom
tell,
Arnold.
All right. But I start a little farther back. So, like, I was working at, I was working at the Super Bowl had come to San Diego. It came for like 2 years in a row or something like that. They renovated the stadium, Qualcomm, and added a bunch of seats, and we got like the Super Bowl twice in a row. And 1 year. Tom Arnold, I gotta think. So, I was volunteering at this hamburger stand, and the hamburgers were like $6 or $7 or something super ridiculous, and the hamburger wasn't even that big. And Tom Arnold comes to our stand, and we're like flipping burgers, and he comes and he buys one, and he like makes a joke about how expensive it is. So me and my friend, we sneak around the side and we give him like 3 extra hamburgers because we're just volunteering, like whatever, like fuck it. And then like my friend like introduces himself and talks to him and it's very good. And like, and then I walk away and we both walk away together. And when we come back, I'm like, dude.
Wait, what do you mean he's very good? Did you say very good? Is that what you said? What's going on?
Where am I?
Wait, what did I... In what context did I just say he was very good? Yeah, oh, my friend.
Your friend talked to him. And
he talked to him and he was very good to, like, talk to him. Like, he had very good mannerisms and he, like, shook his hand and was very, like, polite and professional.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so I had to... yeah, wow. That's good. All right. Yeah, when I get on something, I just gotta keep going. I was one of those, like... Energizer bunnies, like
I gotcha.
I feel like it might be like a male tract too. It's like we're very one track, like multitasking is not yet necessary. Like you talk to a girl, she'll talk about like 30 things within like half an hour, but like a man will talk about like 3 things in half an hour.
Yeah.
we can really keep on something for a long time. All right.
So he talks to Tom Arnold, and you guys had a good experience with him, and then they walk off. And
so I go back, and me and him were just talking, and I say, dude, I need to talk to Tom Arnold. Like, he's right there. We just hooked him up with hamburgers. like, how am I going to go talk to Tom Arnold?
True Lies. Like it.
Yeah, so I go up to him, so he's like, dude, go do something. I was like, I'll tell him a joke. He's like, yeah, go tell him a joke. He's a funny man. So I'm like, all right. So I, like, go up to him, and we're actually working at this place because we're volunteers through speech and debate, and I've been, like, in dramatic arts and, like, doing the dramatic interpretation and humorous interpretation of literature. So I go up to Tom Arnold, and I, like, introduce myself to him, and he's licking he's licking ketchup off his hand as I, like, stick my hand out to, like, say, hey, Tom, what's going on? And he just, like, doesn't wipe his hand at all and, like, shakes my hand with his, like, with his saliva on his hand. So I think that if, like, his saliva, like, symbiosed with my skin cells type deal, I might be part Tom Arnold at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
I know that sounds crazy.
You have a little bit of Roseanne.
But I have a little bit of... I might have it all. I might... I'll go with famous. All right. My right hand is a little bit famous.
There's definitely some Kevin Bacon in you. There's so. Definitely some Kevin Bacon in you.
So I asked Tom Arnold, I was like, hey, you want to hear a joke? He's like, sure. So I, like, jump into this, like, big old dramatic interpretation of, like, this joke. And I'll just tell it, but I'm sure I was able to do it a little bit better back in the day. But, yeah, not to untoot my own horn. Which Aaron does not like that. Don't apologize. All right. So there's this little, fat, short Mexican boy named Eduardo, and Eduardo's mom says, hey, Eduardo, go outside and get your brother Paco and tell Paco it's time to come in. It's time for dinner. And so, of course, the Mexican accent. And so, like, Eduardo, like, waddles outside the door and, like, down the driveway, and he stands at the end of the driveway, and he thinks he sees his brother Paco standing at the other end of the street. So Eduardo yells, Paco! Paco, it's time to come in! Paco, it's time for dinner! Paco! And, like, the kid is just on the other end of the street just playing. He's not paying attention. But Eduardo's, like, causing this big racket by saying this joke. Or, like, saying this, like, yelling for Paco to come in. So Eduardo's friend comes out. Man, I can't tell this joke.
You forgot it?
No, I remember it, but my delivery is off. Alright, so that timing is everything.
I was hanging on every
word. I know,
word.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's really special comedy.
So because I'm like, but it's like almost like fourth person because I'm telling this joke to Tom Arnold.
And, like, and where's Paco in this situation?
Paco, right. So, like, this is actually, like, an over joke of, this is an insight. It's like an onion. All right, so let's continue on. So Eduardo's yelling this down to his brother Paco, and, like, everyone's, and it's a quiet little Mexican village, so everyone's wondering why this kid is yelling. So they're looking out their windows and pulling back the curtains and seeing what's going on, and Eduardo's friend runs out with a pair of binoculars, and he goes, Eduardo, what's going on? And he says, I think that's my brother Paco down at the other end of the street. See, I already blew the joke. Other end of the street. I can't do it. I just can't tell the joke. Something's going on in my head. It's stopping me. So...
This is usually how the shows end.
Yeah, I'm not even going to finish it. It's done.
Well, I can finish the joke, maybe.
All right, well,
no, wait. All right, so what was the name of Eduardo's friend?
He has to have a name.
Okay.
All right.
You got this, dude. You got this.
Yeah, go ahead. No, finish it out.
You got this, dude.
You know it. You've said it before, you Tom Arnold. It's good.
All right, so.
Paco's yelling.
Paco's yelling.
No.
No, wait. Paco's on the end of the street.
The joke is so bad, though.
All right. That's the point of it, though.
I just don't even want
to
finish it.
If we don't get to the fucking punchline...
No. You might. It's all for nothing. Just jump to the punchline right now.
All right. So Paco puts the binoculars up to his eyes, and he says, Paco, it's time to come in. Tom Arnold didn't think the joke was funny at all. So he, like, gave me a courtesy laugh and then, like, looked at his friends so they would courtesy laugh as well. And then it was like, that was it. I was like, all right, see you later. And so, like, I went back and back to flipping burgers. And it was just, like, the most awkward situation ever. He did not laugh at my joke.
Wow.
That was my brush with fame.
This is great. Annals of history.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to drop this in the time capsule.
Cut that one out.
No, I'm keeping it. No way. I'm keeping all this stuff. We do not
cut.
All right. Dude. I know. I'm just on my podcast. I just hack it. It's all about hacking it, man.
You should retell the joke on your podcast.
You think so?
Yeah. I'll give you the audio files. You hack it up. No, change the timing and the cadence.
I always tell Josh from Intern Divine, if he puts out a crappy version of one of his songs, we're just going to cover it and do it better.
So, yeah.
Go ahead and do the version on your show. We'll see who's is better.
Yeah,
make a song out of it.
What would you name the song? We say, would you name the song Binoculars or Paco?
Paco. It's got to be Paco.
Yeah.
It would be called Paco, and then in parentheses, it's time to come in for dinner.
Or Paco.
It's time to come in for dinner.
Or maybe Paco playing, or dinner time.
That's nice.
Well, dinner time is more of like that, what's it called? Closing time.
I was thinking peanut butter jelly time.
Oh.
Oh.
Time. I'm thinking of a totally different song.
Off the rails.
Yeah, well.
I knew it would come sometime.
I think we made a commercial.
Alright. Well, yeah. Cut the commercial.
Call of Duty 2029. We're the future. Let's rock and roll. Kill your friends in all new detail. You can kill mongoloids, stop grenades and pillowcases. You can rape children with multiplayer levels such as Grandma's House, Baba Black Sheep, Mario Bathhouse, with guns that include sharks that shoot lasers out of their eyes, toothpick crossbow, the Cowabunga Ninja Chop, Plasma Grenade of Death. You can upgrade your character and get achievements such as finger blasted thumbs, Mr. D haircut. You can change from black to white, white to black, orange to yellow, blue to white, teal to purple, ochre to brick red, astronaut. Available in all Blockbuster stores.
We are back, and we're here to close out the show. If you tuned in for the whole two-part segment, thanks for staying with us. We had a good time.
Congratulations.
Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, or had one, if this is the second part and it's after. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Don't judge us.
Nah. No idea.
We're not perfect.
Yep.
Dude, stop judging us.
We don't want to be perfect, because perfect is boring.
Yeah.
Who likes perfect album?
Nobody.
Chinese democracy? Come on.
Perfection. Disgusting. So, we'd like to thank our sponsors, DFTA Clothing and artformusic.org and
BehindSpaceMusic.com.
That's not our sponsor. That's.
But no, I'm dovetailing off the sponsors.
Doing it for, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Our music.
Music. Our music is. That's why we're here.
That's, well, kind of.
Kind of, yes.
Pretty much.
Maybe. Pretty much, yeah.
And then why are you here again?
I'm chilling with my homies.
Oh.
Is that cool?
I don't know. Do you have a podcast?
I do.
Oh.
Hadecast. Oh, we're plugging. Hadecast.
Oh, dude, yeah. What's that? That's
Michael cool. Patrick Harriman. It just, it's actually like a personal log, like in Star Trek. just a day-to-day account of what I do. And I went down there to teach music, and it was just like a one-man, one-mission type thing. And it was sink or swim for me. I went down there and just had to make it happen. And
so check that out on, what, Stitcher and iTunes?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere we are.
So listen to that and give it reviews on iTunes too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I'm pretty proud of it. It's pretty cool. It evolves. Good. You'll enjoy it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're hoping to hear more for season two and all the exciting things that are to come.
Yeah.
But Aaron, you wanna take us on the
Go on.
You wanna go ahead and go ahead and this is not a cue at all, but Aaron, you wanna
stuff and I'll do
this. Is a cue, Aaron. Yeah, you wanna
stop it and shit.
You wanna go ahead and I think that's all the gas we got for all this week. Cool. So Aaron, you wanna
like when we like slice like a hammer. You've seen it. Oh shit.
You've seen it before, and we'll do it again.
Take on.